So let us relax. The district conference is starting, already started today at the Niagara Falls. Yeah. So it's a nice place, right? And they will be back on Saturday. So they are all doing good. Tonight we'll be sharing together, focusing on the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 in NIV version. NIV, if you have it. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. There is something right there that tonight I want us to remind ourselves as believers, as children of God, that we are required. Amen? We are what? We are required to build others from what comes out of our mouth. So it is very, very essential. So tonight, we will focus on building lives with your tongue. Building lives with what? With my tongue. The Lord is telling us in this scripture that anything that is unwholesome, anything that is not edifying, anything that can bring people down, that can destroy people's life, that can discourage people's life, that can bring depression upon people, that can make people to look at themselves and feel unworthy of the grace of God, should not come out of our mouth. Building life with your tongue. Building is important. Building is bringing people up. The meaning of building means bringing up. That is, in other words, bringing up others with our tongues. It's a great work the Lord has committed into our hands. Do you know that to build lives, you don't have to go to college to learn about architecture, to learn about to become a builder, to learn about what you need to put bricks and sand and whatever together? Building lives is majorly carried out by what? Our mouth. By the word of our mouth. If I may ask a question for you to answer within yourself today, that how many people had benefited or had been encouraged by what comes out of your mouth today? Just today. And it doesn't matter whether they deserve it or not. It is a commandment given to you and I as children of God by our Father. The scripture is not saying that, but only what is helpful for building others up that are good. Praise God. So it means that whether they are good or not, whether they deserve it, we think they deserve it or not, anytime you as a child of God will open your mouth, the Spirit of God must flow out of you. And what will come out of you we open the other person's eyes and challenge them and see something in you that they don't have, so that their eyes can be opened. Praise the Lord. We are all ministers of the gospel. We have been called. See, tongue is very, very powerful. Tongue, as we're looking at it, is a very powerful tool built within us, with us. It can build, it can destroy. Tongues, brethren, can build, tongues can destroy. That is why the scripture, the Lord is encouraging us that before you open, see, for you to know that tongue is so important. Did you notice that God built a house for your tongue? Amen? How many of us are here today? Your tongue is not in a house. Your tongue is exposed. See where God put tongue. Look at it. Inside where? When you see people, you really see their tongue. Right? That is what God is saying, that your tongue is a secured tool. And by the time you open the door, what must come out should bring smile, edification, laughter, joy unto others. You think God is not aware of what he was doing when he put tongues here and he put something on top, something at the bottom to close it? Is it not so? Yeah. See, as you're looking at me now, I can't see your tongue. I only see your tongue when you open the mouth. Build with your tongue. You know, that is why the Bible says, be quick to what? To listen. And be quick to... So, see, we are all Bible scholars. I was going to say, be quick to listen and be quick to... The Bible did not say that. Be quick to listen means that when something is going on, keep quiet. Listen. Be quick to listen means give attention. See, when someone is talking to you, the major way to show to them that you respect them, that you appreciate what is coming, is to do what? Just be quiet. Even when you know that some of the things that they are saying is not accurate and you have a point to bring out, you listen first. And when you now done, when the person is done, then you can now bring out your point, right? That shows you as a person of integrity, when you know how to keep your tongue where God has put it. A lot of Christians say, even if you have a brand new vehicle, if the brake is faulty, if there is a problem with the brake of a brand new vehicle, what does that mean? There's going to be collision. Praise God. Be quick to listen. Be slow to what? God does not want us to be quick to open our mouth. He wants, when you are listening, you are consulting the Holy Spirit to give you the word, the response that will build, that will edify, that will construct, that will encourage. So by the time you now open your mouth to talk, you are speaking mysteries. You are speaking words that will bring joy, that will bring understanding, that will bring, you are speaking wisdom. Listen, people that are very quick to speak, they don't hear from God. Because God cannot speak to those people. Because before God starts to speak, they are already speaking. Don't you see that when you're having conversation with someone, you call somebody to talk with them. As you are talking, they're already talking. If what do? You keep quiet. You rather keep quiet because they take over the talk. You are the one initiating the talk. You are the one talking. But as you open your mouth to talk, when you say one, they say 20. That is how quick some people are when it comes to responding. The Bible says it is a fool that finish a statement, that speak before they finish talking to him. Because you don't know where the person talking to you is going. Do you know that a lot of people had throw themselves under the bus with the word of their mouth? Not even the bus, trailer. Truck. They have thrown themselves under the truck because they don't know how to control their tongue. As children of God, we need to be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Lord wants us to talk. Sometimes the Lord wants us to keep quiet. Even this happens in homes, in relationship, between husbands and wives, between parents and children. Sometimes you don't have to talk immediately. And if you listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will not lose the point. Because if you do the right thing at the wrong time, it is collision. That is why it is very important that we are being guided by the Holy Spirit by following the word. The Lord had given us solution to every situation. Slow to speak. God made our tongue for purpose. And when God made your tongue, he intended for it to, to flow his grace out. When you are the vehicle that carries out the grace of God, the mercy of God, each time you speak, you will see how God will be expanding you. You will see how God will be ministering to you. You will see how God will be opening your eyes to a lot of things because you have self-control. Slow to speak requires self-control. That scripture that says slow to speak, it requires what? Self-control. One time I was preaching here, I shared with us a story of a woman that our friend took her to an herbalist. Maybe some of us will still remember the story. The woman and the husband always fight. Every little argument turns to fight in this home. Did you bring the cup? No, I didn't bring the cup. It's going to lead to fight. Discussion between them, always. It's like now it has become habit. They look forward for it. Do you know why? The husband likes to prove the point. The woman likes to talk. So, It is so tough for the two of them. The man will not give up. He likes to prove a point. And they always say something. Why would you win an argument and lose a soul? is the type that every discussion, even when he's with his friends, they're talking about a soccer game, they're talking about politics, he likes to win. He comes up with his own story and he wants to defend it. And the wife is the type that when, you know how somebody will call you and say, do you have a minute? When the wife calls you, it doesn't need a minute. She doesn't need a minute. She needs an hour. So in at a point, they were getting old. Their children are getting old. When they see them fighting, the children will just leave the house one by one because they are used to it. They used to say, when you guys are done, we will come back. They will talk back and forth, back and forth. They don't beat each other, but they talk and talk, cross each other, say all manner of names. So one day, this woman asks a friend that, why you don't go through what I'm going through in my house? Do you know someone that can help me? Because I'm getting tired. There is no peace in this home. The wife said, the friend said, I will take you. I have one Baba. It is so powerful. When he touch, it is go. This man, there is no impossibility. Since I know this Baba, there is nothing I went there for that is not done. So the friend took her really to this herbalist. So this man listened to them, and the man immediately picked the problem in the home. This woman, you don't have any, family background wahala that is pursuing you. The problem is right here. Because the woman saying that it is from our family, our father's family, that they are affecting her. They don't want her to settle down in her husband's house. The man said, I will give you something. What I am going to give you, when you see that the argument is coming up between you and your husband, make sure you go to your room. This thing I'm going to give you, put it under your tongue. But there is a but. No human being must see it. If any human being see this little thing I'm giving you, you won't die, but you will run mad. She put her hands on her chest. Hey, this is like from fire to fry pan. The friend said, well, you can do it now. It's not difficult. All you have to do is make sure nobody sees it when you put it in your mouth. It took the stone. It's a black stone. The man gave her. Took it, wrapped it up well. She kept it. The day came, argument began. They already started. She remember. She went to the room. The husband said, "Oh yeah, what do you want to do? You want to go get cutlass? You want to get something to kill me? I will show you. You are a liar today." The woman put the thing in her mouth. She came and sat down. The husband looking at her. He called her by her name. This woman didn't talk. He called her again, a different one. The woman didn't talk. The man kept calling her different names. The woman was shaking like this. The thing was hurting her. But she remembered what Baba said, that no human being must see it in your mouth. If they see it, you run mad. And once you run mad, there is no solution. She stood up. She was going. She was pacing. She was going. She was sweating. She couldn't talk. At a point, the husband see himself as a barking dog. That I'm the only one talking. What's going on? So the husband stopped and was looking at her. The woman was looking at the husband. The husband, in his head, he was thinking, are you deaf? Because they take joy in this back and forth. Praise the Lord. When the woman saw that the husband had come down, amazed, looking, she went to the room again. I removed it and came back. She kept quiet. The husband kept quiet. The husband was confused. Praise God. The husband was confused. Everybody minding their business that day. Next day, argument start again. This thing happened 3 days consecutively. This woman couldn't react to what the husband was saying to provoke her. You know what she did? On the third day, she called her friend. This thing is working. My husband always look at me like a goat. This thing is working. We have to go to this Baba to thank him. This thing is working. My husband can't talk anymore. The friend was so excited. They went to the Baba. They got to the Baba. The Baba said, how is he doing? Baba, I've never seen a man like you. This problem has been going on in my house for years. My husband now, she is the one that gives up because I can't talk. I don't know the wisdom God gave you. This thing you gave me is working. She gave Baba more money. They left. After a week, they came back to Baba to thank Baba again. So Baba now sat her down and said, I'm glad that you confirm that this thing is working. Bring it. So the man took it from her. So now you can go. He said, Baba, why am I going? Why are you taking it? The man said that I want you to see, you've been taking it on your tongue for over a week. Your tongue is now used to keep it quiet when your husband is abusing you. The woman was so confused. She told Baba that this is not going to work because I know myself. The man said, no, the problem is you. I gave you only a stone. There is nothing in it. The caution I gave you, since you are able to, you are able to keep it, to comply, you can control your tongue. If you can continue to control your tongue, you will be a new wife to your husband. That there is nothing in the stone I gave you. When I listen to your story, I see you are the one, the hot pepper. You are the one that cannot control your tongues, even when your husband or anybody provokes you. If you can learn to be quiet, you see the Bible right there, slow to speak, you will go far. So the point the man was telling her is that I didn't do anything. I only gave you instruction. God is giving us instruction. I'm sure if God said that if you fight, you will run mad for 7 days, you will see that people will not fight. People will not fight. But God has given us this instruction, build with your tongues so that these others can grow. And you know what? When you keep God's instruction, you earn his blessings. Because with instruction, with obedience, the Bible says it's better than what? Sacrifice. The way people go to the gym, people should be exercising their tongue. See how many times people that go to the gym in a week. What did they go to the gym for? To build muscle, right? To stay fit. If you can be exercising your tongue, can somebody tell me, this is Bible study, can somebody tell me, how can you exercise your tongue? Feel free. Let us hear you. You raise your hands. Yes? How can you exercise your tongue to grow to the point of building? You see, with that instruction. Because it's not just something you can just do. You need to build, just like you build your body to grow muscle, to look fit, we are to build our tongues as well so that it will be edifying. Yes, somebody was raising their hands. To tame, how do you tame your tongue? Please, let us hear him. This is Felix talking. Please. So how do you control your tongue? Felix. Please, everybody, make sure you slap Felix before you go to the... He will not react. That's a good one. He will not react. Take his money from his wallet. He will not react. Yes, Chris. Then we go in this side. Yes. Great, great. We'll take two more, Brother Chris, and then Obi. Yeah, recruit. I'm loving this. Are you loving it too? Yes, yes. I want us to be practical as we are talking. Don't just say things. I don't want us to be too spiritual with it. I want us to be really practical. Like our brother said, control yourself. When people do things to you, don't be angry. Let me tell you, the Bible says be angry. The Bible tells you to be what? If you want to be angry, be angry. It is okay to I will not take anyone that says me, I don't get angry. I just go my way, my friend. Be angry, but do not. There is a clause. So God knows that we have tendency to be angry. Trust me. So that's why I said I want us to be really practical with this. Yes, Brother Chris. Great, great. Yes, at the back, Obi. Wow, everybody has something to say. Interesting. Right, Obi, you don't need mic. Until they bring it, start talking. Open the door. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to continue. I see it, we all have something to say. Very good. Thank you.
okay, I will give you, and then that's it. Please give Sister Joy. Hallelujah. Listen. Take a deep breath. Praise the Lord. That's real practical. It works. Praise God. Amen. See, hallelujah. It's a very logical question. Amen. Of course, you don't carry your tongue to and go to the gym and put dumbbell on your tongue and lift it. When we say how do you exercise your tongue? That is, how do you build your tongue to the level whereby your tongues, when it is operating, will be building lives, right? So everything we said is good. It is very, very easy for us, see, to get to the point where she is talking about, I will tell us where we are to come from. Because not everybody can take a deep breath when they are angry. But it's real. See, people, those of us that work with individuals in the group homes and other, when they are hungry, we tell them, take a deep breath. Count 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the anger comes down because we are diffusing that anger or the thing that is going on their head that they want, that is causing them to be agitated. We're telling them to calm down and all that and all that. Now, how can you take a deep breath when anger is coming? When they are shooting pra, 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 into you, to your face, koro koro, directly. So let's take it one by one. Number one, before your tongue is open, anything that is going to come from this tongue, I'm telling you, it comes from where? Even while you are taking a deep breath, sometimes what you are doing, if you are not at that level yet of that maturity, what you are doing is just waiting for that person to finish. Some people are able to control themselves from that. Some people, when they remember, take a deep breath. They are waiting for you to finish. By the time they now open their mouth, is another arrow back to the sender. They react. But what will make all these things we said to work is, number one, build your heart with the word of God. Build your heart. That is, have a renewed mind. So that when whatever is being said is coming, you are listening to the word. You are not going by what is being said to you. I don't know if you're getting my point. What is going on, what you remember at the time they are shooting it, you of all people, you won't do this. You will never get there. You will whatever, whatever. What you remember, if they say you will never make it, you talk about me, you won't make it in life. You will remember what the word of God said about you at that time, and then you are smiling.
As you are smiling, you are looking at the person that is talking. You are looking at yourself, what the word of God has done in you. You are feeling for them instead of getting angry. When you equip yourself with the word of God, I'm telling you, you will feel this way I'm talking about. You will know that it is possible. Instead of you getting angry, you are praying for them. Because you see beyond their level of operation. When you are here and somebody is here, it is ridiculous to let the person that is here bring you there. If you are here, God has placed you here. This person is here talking to you. You come down. If you know you can fight, I will show you today. You will never do it again. And you too.
Drop your Bible. I'm coming. I will show you.
So the two of you are. Do you know why the Bible says do not answer a fool? Do you know? Who knows that? The Bible says do not answer a fool. Do you know why? Because you know where we came from. A fool, mad people. That's what we know as a fool. Somebody that's run mad. Over here, they build house for them. They take care of them, put them on medication. It's controlling them. But back home, they go on the street. If you see a madman on the street, and this madman is naked, dirty, saying jargons, and you're going to work, you are well-dressed, you make up well, you're looking so neat and all that, and you are going, and the mad person is saying, you see you, your head is not correct, you're naked, what is going on with you? Where do you think you're going? I'm making fun of you. And you stood right there, are you like, you're talking to me? Your head is not correct. Who is naked? You or me? What are you talking about? If someone is passing by, they will say there are two. Don't go that way. There are two mad men fighting. When you build your heart, that is where to start from. No, don't let us do all this talk thing. Because when anger comes, really, when real anger comes, not when they didn't give you Chinese food. No. I'm not talking of they bought Chinese food they didn't give you. That's not anger. That won't anger you. When the real anger comes, what will help you is the more of the intake of the word that you have. Because as you take the word is renewing your heart. As you take the word is renewing your heart. To renew your heart means to begin to see differently. To begin to think like God. To begin to hear God. To begin to act like God. That is the meaning of having a renewed mind. Because when you see people that talk anyhow, out of the abundance of heart. So out of the abundance of the word of God, your mouth will speak. It is not something we can just do and say, you know what, today I'm not going to get angry. I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to get angry today. One day I did, I just got born again. I said, today I don't want to go out because I don't want to commit sin. I stay inside my room. Do you know that right there inside the room? You know how when you just go up and again, you're looking for every way to please God. You think it's something you have to do yourself. You know, you have to make it. I'm not going out today. I'm going to stay inside. I won't talk to people. I won't see people. Right there, inside the closed door. You're doing all manner of things. Position yourself to hearing the word. As you're driving, hear it. Play it. As you're cooking in the kitchen, play it. Begin to hear. Continue to hear. Continue. And as you're hearing it, believing it. That's number two. One is hearing the word. This is how you can build your heart. Because building your heart will enable you to build your tongue. So to build your heart, you need to hear and hear and hear the word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing what? The word. So as you're hearing the word, you're believing the word. As you're believing the word, you are becoming a man of faith. Your faith will be rising. As it's not just hearing that word. Please, let us take note of that. A lot of us, we play cassette, video all the time. We must believe it. Believe what you are hearing. Be thinking about it all day. As you listen to it, be thinking about, let your mind be processing it. Let your mind be going over what you're hearing. Be hearing it, and be accepting it. That is, believing it. As you are believing it, your faith is growing. Praise God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Build your heart with what? Yeah, so let's read Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the word. And hearing is heard through, what version is this? Oh yeah, NIVA. Which one is NIVA? Oh, that's a new one. Okay, let us read the one we know, NLT. Faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. See, it is only the power in the Word of God that can renew the heart of man. We can quote it, we can preach it, we can teach it, we can sing it. It is only... It's good to be determined to say, no, I'm not going to get angry. See, I'm not crucifying everybody that's talked, but I'm letting us to know that it goes beyond that. We need to start with building our heart. And as we build our heart, it means we are renewing our mind. When faith and mouth are connected, power will manifest. I'm telling you, when faith and your mouth are connected, what will manifest? Power. That is, things God can do. That is what we mean by power. When you are a man of faith and you are inspired and open your mouth, it's not your yet talk that will come out. Things that somebody will go home with and be like, wow, it's like I never heard that before. Have you seen yourself thinking about something you had a month ago? The word just come. That word. And that word is keeping you. And the person that said it don't even remember. The word of God is powerful. Very, very powerful. Amen? Yes. Number two. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. After we build in our heart with the word of God, number two, watch your thought. Watch what? Your thought. Everybody say it together. Watch. Let's say it again. Yes. Do you know we have control over our thoughts? You can have control. Thought will come. I was sharing with the singles one time. I said, listen, you didn't commit sin when you see a naked woman. Guys, you're driving, you see naked people at the park. Don't say, hey, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help me, Lord. You didn't commit any sin. Because you're going to see, even when you don't want to, you will see all manner of anywhere you go. Do you know when the sin begins? When you now get to your destination and your thoughts brings you back to what you saw yesterday, last week, hours ago. Now, do you know that devil is very wicked? He will give you the real picture again. And where you are, you now begin to process, nurse, taking care of, pound over that thought. That is when sin begins. Sin is not you see. When you see, you control. How can you control your thought? Can only one person? Can someone just tell? Those of us that have been doing it, how do you control? Because whether you are Holy Spirit filled or not, thought comes. You can't tell me you are most enough Spirit filled, apostle, whatever. And all the time, your thought is always. Thought comes. Children of God, thought what? See, as you're sitting down, thoughts. You're thinking. Because your heart is like a machine. So it's now up to you if you want to encourage the thought or you want to discourage the thought. Praise God. Let's read that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people. Can you please give me that in King James Version? Authorized version. Okay. Casting down. Okay. New King James. Okay. It's good. It's all right. Casting down argument and even. Now, I want King James. I want King the original. Yes. Casting down. What? What is imagination? Now, as I'm standing in front of you, is that imagination? Okay, I'm real. Imagination is things that happen on your way to church at ShopRite. When you stop at ShopRite, you are paying the cashier and the lady talk to you rudely. The lady talked to you rudely. Now you are, this is 1 hour ago. You are here now. The lady came back. The lady now came back as Pastor V is standing talking. See our heart. It's a factory. The lady now came back and the video was being replayed. You, what kind of money is this? Do you have another money, another note? This is ripped. I don't have another one. This is what I took from my bank. Can't you take it? I can't take it. You can't take what? Rubbish. This is imagination. What is the Bible saying you should do? Cast it down. What does it mean to cast imagination down? Pluck it, destroy it, ignore it, count it as dead. That is, react as a dead man to that imagination. If someone always drink and drink and drink, when he dies and they bring all manner of beers, wine to his coffin and pouring it to his mouth, is he going to take it? Why is he not taking it? When they put it in his mouth, the thing will come from this side. Why do you think it's happening like that? He's dead. Before, once they call him and say, hey, broken bottle, let's go. He's there. He's there. He start putting on his shoe right away because they're calling him to come and hang out. because he knows he's going to drink. But now he's dead, and they're putting it, they're calling all the manner of wines, beers that he loved when he was here, and begging him to wake up. They say, hey, Odeku is here. 3-3 is here. This one is here. This man is dead. They put it in his mouth. He's not taking it because he is dead. That is how we can. That is how we can cast down imagination. See, let's read it again. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience. See, imagination and thought, we have to bring them in down. Capture them. When that thought comes and say, you see that woman, she was one of them. The people that were talking about you last week at women's meeting. Oh, yeah, she was one of them. Yeah. She was the one that started the topic. Really? And that thought will be coming to you. Don't greet. She's coming now. Be looking for something in your pocketbook. And we bound her as if he's looking for something. So that the woman will, because that thing said don't greet. And she has to look for every seed thought. So as someone that is under the obedience of Christ now, right? When that thought comes, what do? You begin to, you will remember the word of God. Don't forget the first one. I'm telling you, it will come. The word of God is powerful. That word will what? That is why you see, even in your sleep, the word comes. Even in your sleep, have you seen yourself sleeping and you quoting the word of God? Speaking the word of God, and you woke up with it. The word of God is alive. The word of God is powerful. It is not mouth. It is only mouth that will say, me, I'm not getting angry. But the word of God will make it happen. Amen. Cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Praise God. Anything that is contrary to the word of God, bring them down. Any thought that is contrary to the word of God, bring them down. Any plan that is contrary to the word of God, cast them down. Casting down means do not elevate them. Bring them under. That is, don't believe them. Do you know that as a child of God, the devil can bring thought into your heart and you will think God is angry at you? You will think because of what you did, now God is mad. When they call you at work and they write you up, you will think it's because of that. You will now be connecting it. Anything that happens to you, you will be connecting it to God is not a wicked father. That is the imagination, thought of the devil that we must cast down, because it is contrary to. Let's face reality. As children of God, we do commit sin. You know that. You didn't commit sin today. You can stand for it. Let's see your hands up. You know that today, I will hand over mic for you to pray for us all. You will pray for us because you are. See, when it happens, the Spirit of God will do what? Convicts you. And when that happens, what do? You confess your sin. Lord, I'm sorry, that's true. I reacted badly to that man. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Do you know that to God, that case is closed? Immediately. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and what? To do what? To forgive. And you think God will not stand by his word? So we can miss it. here we've been taught about, you know, different type of sins. There are some sins that you plan it. We're not talking of that. The one you plan well, like you are cooking ogbono soup. You plan it. I'm going to go. When I go, this is what I'm going to say. When I say this is what I'm going to do. When I do it, this is what I will now say. That one is different. Many of us did that before. Yeah? We did that before. And you said you will pray. God will forgive you. One time I thought like that. And immediately that spirit reminded me that, okay, where is that God right now? As you are planning it, that you will pray and God will forgive you. Where is that God right now? So it means that, it means God is even watching it. As I'm cooking it, preparing it, planning it, I believe God will just be laughing when he sees us sometimes when we when we do our thing. So we're not talking of sin that you willfully, you willingly, and then consistently doing. But we're talking of when you miss it, it will not disown you. That is why the Spirit of God will let you see it. You will see that when you don't hear God at all, it means you are on a different level. You are a different level of relationship. But when the Spirit is in you and you miss it, he will convict you. And he wants you to confess it and forsake it. Praise God. We have to always watch our thoughts. After building our heart with the Word of God, watch your thought. That is number two. And number three, before we pray, guard your words. Everybody say it together with me. Yeah, guard your word. It is very, very important. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Guard your word. You see, it means we have work to do. It's not just that God will just do everything. You're building your heart. Number two, you're watching your thoughts. Number three, you're guarding your words. So it's very, very important. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Do we have it in NLT? Yes, let your conversation be what? Gracious and what? Attractive. Attractive. So that you will have the right response for everyone. What does it mean to look so attractive? That is to look enticing. That people want to pay attention. They want to listen. So it is one thing to say, hey guys, get up and go out there and take the Holy Communion. It is another thing to say, everyone, I want you to get up and take the Holy Communion. See, the two are the same thing, but the presentation and the choice of word were different. When we are building our heart and we are watching our thought, we must as well guard our words. How do we guard our words? We must speak softly, kindly, wisely, truthfully, with love. Softly, kindly, wisely, truthfully, with love. It is very, very important to be careful the choice of word that we use, even after building our heart and the Spirit of God give us words to bring out. The delivery is important. That is what I'm saying. We can't just say things sharply. People should be able to read and see the love of God even in our words. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 in NLT. 1 Peter 3 verse 10. Yes, 1 Peter 3:10. For the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see what? Not many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Guard your words. Even some people, when they want to say things, they will add lie to it to come out beautifully. That is called strange fire in the tabernacle. Don't add, don't decorate, don't beautify a fact to look attractive. The word will look attractive itself when you speak it as the Spirit of God has given you the ability. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Do not hide. Do not hide. We cannot beautify it. It is beautiful enough. Telling lies is dangerous. How do you imagine husband and wife telling lies to each other? What sense does that make? Is your spouse going to kill you? Even when it's not necessary, some people just release it. I'm saying even when it is not necessary, the thing just come to look good, to sound well. No. It is very, very important. Let's read James chapter 1, verse 26. James chapter 1. Verse 26, NLT. James 1:26. If you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are what? Fooling yourself. And your religion is what? Worthless. Worthless. So controlling ourselves, our tongues, is very, very important. 3:3 of the books of James, before we close. 3:3 James 3 verse 3. We can make a large us go wherever we want by means of small bit in its mouth. Controlling yourself means having a break, having self-control. See, brethren, let me tell you something. When you are able to control your tongue, I'm telling you the honest truth, you will be able to control every part of your body. When you are able to do what? To control your tongue, it means, because tongue is powerful. As I told us in the beginning, that's why God built a house for it. God knows how powerful tongue is. God says, stay there. Keep right there. And when you always keep it where God put it, you will go far. You will have dignity. People will learn from you. Because whenever you now open it, they know that no. This is not just like tap water running. Wisdom will be oozing out of your mouth. It is important that we are able to control our tongue. And when we achieve this, we'll be able to fulfill our purpose in life. That's why you see some people, even in the scripture, when the angel appeared to them, the Bible will say, and see Mary, and the Bible says Mary kept this thing within her. Even some things that Spirit of God is revealing to us, some things that God is telling you, you need to know, learn how to control your tongue.
so that you can fulfill your purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any question? We're stopping right there because of our time.
Say it to yourself first. How does it sound? How is it coming out? Then it comes out great. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Bow down your heads.